B-Pod Studios.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful person.
I know you're not talking to me or Loren.
The listener. The person driving in the car. That sexy thing, you.
Roy's actually got a camera on his side of the studio that can look into any listener's whereabouts right now. He's zooming in.
Mm-hmm.
He sees someone on 85. Stuck in traffic already? Yes. Good morning, Loren. Welcome to a Wednesday.
Good morning.
Hi, producer Nicole. Welcome to a Wednesday. Welcome.
He likes to say what day of the week it is, just in case you forget, because it's getting a little wishy-washy.
Nobody has it's any true. Idea if they're not going into work, if they're working from home, what day of the week it is. It is also May 13th. Yesterday was my brother's birthday, and I got him a card, so we'll
Which
be covered
one?
There. Rich, the one who lives here.
That's nice.
My oldest brother. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to do today. We're going to talk to Roy and get an update on whether or not he is. He says he's got a final answer for us on whether or not he's going to be a foster parent.
I heard back. The ruling is in. Am I going to be a daddy? 750.
Is it? Would you say we're going to be surprised at your answer?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good.
I had to think about it, but yeah.
Okay. I can't wait. Listen, your day in 30 seconds. I'll start it off because yesterday our boss, our big boss, Walter, put out an email to all staff saying, as we kind of ease back into the building, here are some of the rules and the things to go over. And I replied all at the end of the day because nobody else had given him props for all the hard work he's doing. And I said, thanks for everything you're doing, boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I got private message from three different people.
Calling you a kiss ass?
No. Oh. Calling for saying, I can't believe you replied all after what happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we had this whole ordeal where someone replied all to the entire company, and it started a whole upset thing. Everybody was so upset that everybody replied all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read the room, Manny.
One person said, he's going to be mad, and then another person said, I can't believe you replied all.
But you know,
it wasn't to the whole company. It was just to Charlotte.
But, you know, I got annoyed with you for doing that.
Okay.
I got annoyed because the only reason why you did it is that you wanted other people to see that you did it.
I
sent a personal note to our boss.
Oh, good.
Because
you should. Because he is working hard on it.
But then you go ahead and you do that whole thing so the whole company can see it. And I'm like, you are such a suck up.
How many people do you think replied all to him and said, or replied to him and said, hey, thanks for everything you're doing?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, zero.
I don't know.
Nobody. No, I will, but nobody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because people are just like, they just assume that managers and general managers just need to do what they do. And it's like, you know what? This is not his job. He's here to make money and hire the right people to do the job. He's not here to tell people how to properly wash their hands and set hallway rules up and all that stuff and make sure we all have of course he's doing it, and a lot of managers are, but it's not in their original scope of their job.
And then when you do this whole reply all thing, then it makes us on the show, from Nicole to Loren, feel like we have to reply all.
But you didn't.
No, because that's not the time to play. Because reply all should be banned. That's why.
You are so right. And you bring up a bigger picture problem.
Yeah.
Stop replying all. There is no need. I tell you what, Manny. Our digital department does not need to know that you emailed Bill.
Walter. We call him Walter.
Walter.
Okay. Either way, they don't need to know. Our receptionist does not need to know that you emailed Walter.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I think we have to come together as a team. And you know better than anybody, Nicole, in sports.
That's cute.
In sports, when you huddle up, you played basketball in college. When you huddle up, you don't just whisper to one player next to you, hey, let's do this. You get in a huddle and you go, hey, we got this. Thanks, coach. Thanks for putting it together.
Yeah, and if you need to have a private conversation with your coach, you don't say, hey, Susan, come here. I got to talk to coach. Stand right here. Hey, coach. No, you don't do that.
That wasn't the intention, though.
Is your intention, was it to get everyone else to start saying, Good job, boss?
Kind of, yeah.
No, you were just grab handing.
No, I really wasn't.
Well, now we know he's not a leader. Now we know he's not a trendsetter. Nobody's following.
No, the only ones I got back were people telling me I was stupid for doing that. I got one back from Walter.
Yeah.
Was it one word?
Stop.
No, it was just, don't send me any.
No, he just said thanks for everything you guys are doing.
And guess what? Did he reply all?
No, he replied back to me.
There we go. Point proven.
Read the room.
Sorry. I felt like as the leader of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show movement of Reply All.
Did you say the leader of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show movement?
Yeah, as the leader of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show movement of Replying All.
Oh, Lord.
I felt like I should step up and reply all because I know you guys weren't.
No, because I don't. I'm not a follower, Manny. I'm a leader in my own right, and I'm not going
like to
sit there and
sign the petition.
Yeah,
Nicole, did you even reach out to him privately and say, "Hey, thanks for everything you're doing"?
No, because I saw him at work, and I said, "Oh, I told him thanks in person. I don't need to send him an email that he's going to delete and probably roll his eyes at."
How do you know that's what he's going to do, Loren? Did you?
No, listen. Okay. The fact that Manny, that you are asking everybody if they replied to it, shows that you're grab handing.
Yep.
I don't know what grab handing means. Does that mean kissing butt?
Yeah, and that's what you're doing.
Your intentions were not pure.
I know, Walter. I know him for a long time. You know, how about a little thank you?
Send him a text.
How about a little thank you for everything he's doing? How about doing it in front of people? You guys, you've never been in a meeting where someone says, you know what? Nicole had a great idea. Doesn't that make you feel good? Like when you're in front of people and somebody says, hey, congratulations, Nicole. You had a great idea.
I don't do my job differently based on what people notice.
I'm not saying you do your job differently, but it's nice to be recognized in front of the group.
You know what's more powerful is that if Nicole is rocking it and I privately go to her and I say, you know what? You're killing it.
And you know what? He does that. That means the most is when he sends me random text messages just to me and says, hey, I just want to let you know I appreciate you.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing it just because someone else started a trend.
You're right.
Hey, let's give Nicole props. By the way, 6:07, and the whole room has gone against Manny, and this whole argument has unfolded.
Typical.
You sound like the wife yesterday that got mad at his husband for not posting on Instagram. That's what you sound like.
Do you remember the text we got last week? They said, why is it a majority of the show is Loren and Roy and now Nicole telling Manny he's wrong? Did you guys do anything yesterday? What about your... Nicole's got a bigger day in 30 seconds because she lost... Someone moved out of her house, and then someone just moved in overnight.
What?
So we'll get into that later.
Okay.
What about you guys? What did you do yesterday?
So I stayed pretty busy setting up my own home studio just in case I have to go back into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always prepared now.
Okay, good.
I will forever be prepared to go into hiding. but my sister told me this story, and it kind of has to do with, I guess, what we're going to talk about with Nicole later on. But she said that there was these birds that created a nest in a reef outside her window. And on Mother's Day, the mama bird laid eggs on Mother's Day.
How cool.
How cool. Didn't end well.
Oh, no. But can we forget that part of the story?
There was a storm.
No.
And they made the bird's nest on a reef. And guess what blew in the wind?
The reef.
And it didn't end well.
Aww.
Nicole's crying.
So I hear this story, and I'm like emotional in tears because that's how my sister sets it up. It was this beautiful story about a bird laying babies on Mother's Day, and it ends in a funeral. My sister's in the backyard burying eggs.
Aww.
I was such a mess. And I'm like, I cried over the dang carpenter bee I trapped in the wood hole. I'm like, you can't tell me stories about things, insects and animals dying. I have too big of a heart.
You okay,
well,
Nicole?
On that note, thank you.
That hurts my heart.
Right?
What about you, Ren?
I don't know. On that note, I feel like, welcome to your Wednesday.
Follow that.
Loren's like, I don't know. I ran over an ant in the driveway and... I had to bury it.
I tell you what, though, Loren, I passed someone hauling a Lamborghini trailer because they were delivering a Lamborghini. And I was like, what did Loren buy?
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So David Tepper, we all know this guy.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he owns the Panthers now. very popular amongst longtime Panther fans for getting rid of key players like Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, and potentially the reason why Luke Kuechly retired. Also, we proposed something to the Panthers, and he specifically declined it. So
he's on your
list today.
Yeah, I'm indifferent with him. Don't like him, don't hate him. I just don't know him.
What he wants to do is get a new stadium with like a retractable roof.
Add more suites.
Yeah, he wants to bring a Super Bowl here, and then potentially like maybe a Final Four could come here. But in order to do that, you need to have a stadium with a retractable roof that seats a lot of people. Now, what's interesting is, has this pandemic slowed down the thought process of building an 80,000-seat stadium? Like, okay.
Where would he build it?
Well, that's the news, Roy. The Charlotte and Pipe Foundry is officially moving to Stanley County after spending more than 100 years in Charlotte. And they own all that acreage right next to the current site of Bank of America Stadium.
Okay, I was about to say, because I had it from a good source that he liked the stadium being right close to Uptown.
He does. And there has been conversations and rumors that he has offered money to the Pipe Foundry people. And now this has just been announced that they are going to leave their 55-acre site in Charlotte and move to Stanley County within the next 2 years.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of real estate to put a stadium.
You're right. Tepper spoke. This is from WBTV. Tepper spoke multiple times in the past year about a desire to build a stadium in the next decade in Uptown.
Yeah. See, I had some real estate friends of mine that know through the grapevine with him that said that he loves where it's at. He just doesn't like how old it is.
Right. Right. Tepper told reporters that the Pipe and Foundry site was a potential location, but he refused to make comment.
Until that's finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what they'll do is they'll probably tear down the bank and make that a parking lot.
That would be amazing.
Doesn't 277 run up right there at the Foundry? How are they going to put a stadium right next to the interstate? Well, I guess they already kind of do. Never mind. The interstate is just kind of like right there.
You literally drive right through and you can get a meal if you wanted to off of 277. That's how close you are to the stadium.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you can drive on 277 on Sundays, you can watch the game.
Just park your car on the overpass.
But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Obviously, they said that, with Charlotte Pipe leaving for Stanley County, it's going to be a 2-year process.
Oh, well, he would love that.
But keep your eyes on that.
But guys, even if they leave and that's a 2-year process, it's going to be another at least 2 years before that's built. So we're looking at 5 years down the road.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. Absolutely, Ren.
But looks like they're already putting all these hotels in. So at least we're getting the infrastructure prepared for big old Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, the hotels coming into Charlotte's unbelievable. And I'm talking the fancy ones, y'all. What's that one Bohemian that is coming in?
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Look at your other co-host.
That's a nice hotel.
Have you ever stayed at one, Lauren?
Yeah. Bohemian, it's like the autograph version of Marriott.
Yeah. She says it's like Holiday Inn Express. But yeah.
Have you ever stayed at a place where you drove up to the front of the room?
That's where you have to walk in from outside and the ice machine's outside?
Yeah, have you ever stayed at a place where you had to walk to get ice?
Lorraine?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
She's like, it doesn't have valet. I will say I have gotten city-fied when it comes to hotel. I stayed at a hotel that didn't have a restaurant, which if they don't have restaurants, they don't have room service.
Oh, really?
And I was out somewhere for a long day, and I just wanted a meal. And I went back to the hotel. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll just get someone to send me up a meal. I call down the front desk. And I'm like, oh, we don't have room service. I'm like, where am I? What do you have Wi-Fi, sir?
What state am I in?
I was like, okay, Charlotte's rubbing off on me a little too much. I got to bring it back to reality.
That's funny. Maybe Charlotte and Loren are rubbing off on you a little too much.
I was like, I need to go back into my Red Roof index.
Hey, let's get Nicole in here because Nicole's sad, Loren. Someone moved out of her house and she's really upset about it. But then at the same time, someone moved in overnight.
Okay.
It sounds confusing, and we'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I still haven't seen Post Malone's Nirvana performance that he put out on YouTube a couple weeks ago. I gotta watch that.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a great job, I heard.
It's the Mania Weather Brand Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Nicole, someone left. New person came in to stay at your house.
Someone moved out, someone came in.
Yeah, I don't know if person is the right terminology.
Well, first let's talk about who left your place.
Yes, so right around the time that the Roy Home Chronicles began, it was revealed that I started feeding a stray kitty that I named Harry. And then I gave him a middle name, and I loved him. And then due to lack of adulting, I realized that I still had my Christmas wreath on my front door in March.
Mm-hmm.
In my defense, it smelled nice.
It could have been a winter wreath type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my doormat said, let it snow, which was more winterish than Christmas, in my opinion.
Sounds like a fire hazard.
Yeah. So
it's gonna be 90 this weekend, by the way.
I know.
It's gone, don't worry.
Okay.
But like in the beginning of March, when I went to go throw out the wreath, I noticed as I approached my front door, a bird like flew away. And I was so surprised, so I got on my tiptoes and saw that a mama bird had made a nest on top of the reef, which is on my front door.
Birds love reefs, man.
Yep, so
they also like to poop on my mailbox.
Oh.
So then I had, that was about 2 months of my life, this mama bird.
What would you do?
I mean, anytime I would open the door, it was really cool because towards the end of it, the mama bird trusted me.
Aww.
So she would let me open the door and the mama bird wouldn't move. It would just stay in the nest basically and be in my house.
She was protecting her eggs.
Yeah, but in the beginning, anytime I would mess with the door, she would fly away.
How many eggs were there?
Three. There ended up being three. There's a whole gallery from nest to adults on the website that I posted because I'm very proud of them.
Okay.
I named them Tom, Jerry, and Skittles. And the mama bird's name is Liberty.
You're too involved.
Way too involved. It's cute.
I was very involved.
Where did Skittles come from?
Skittles was a voluntary name from my best friend, Casey. She wanted a bird named Skittles, so I named Skittles.
Did you tell them apart?
No.
Okay.
No, I cannot.
Well, yeah, Skittles had a mark right above her wing.
Yeah, the egg was more red tinted.
So then when it got to be closer, because it's a kind of a lengthy process from the time that they're born to the time they fly away.
Incubation, yes.
So my mom informed me, like, hey, you got to stop feeding that outdoor cat because when they try to fly away, they can't really fly at first. So I absolutely freaked out, stopped feeding the cat, tried to feed it in a different place, but then just the possum would get to it. So I didn't want the possum around. So I just stopped feeding it and the cat stopped coming. So the cat that I named Harry is hopefully okay being fed by somebody else.
Yeah, and probably his real owner.
But I left the bed. I had on my front porch door or chairs.
Yes.
I had pillows and blankets and a little bed for Harry. So I left it there and I left some water out, but not food. And now this morning when I was taking Finley out, Finley started freaking out because
dog.
Yeah, because he smelled something. There was a new kitty.
Oh, so it's not here.
Oh, so now you have another cat. Oh, no.
And this one's not. And this one's so sweet. Like the Harry wouldn't let me.
Okay, but don't feed it.
Well, I fed it and got it water.
No, but you have birds.
No, birds are gone. Reef is gone.
See, that's what happened. The birds moved out.
So now
the
she's
cat
okay
moved
with the
in.
Cat. It's probably the dang cat from my neighbor. I live so close to Nicole. There's a cat. There's two cats that were really wanting food from me, and I never fed them.
Oh, this kitty was so, I haven't got a name yet because I got to see if it comes back. If it comes back, then it's my outdoor kitty, and it is going to have a first and middle name.
Alley cat.
Okay. No.
Jeez.
Tough crowd.
Snapping at me.
Dad joke, and it wasn't funny, and I'm not supporting your dad jokes.
You have a friend named Allie. It'd be a nod to her.
He said cheese.
So the birds flew away. Now, before we take a break, real quick, tell Roy and Loren why you were nervous about the birds flying away, because the timing was terrible, right?
Yeah, so... the birds looked like three grown adults in the nest, and then the next day they were gone. I was so proud, but I was going to leave the nest just for one more day, just in case. That night, we got that storm that over flooded pretty much every river, all the winds. I mean, I was a wreck, y'all. I was so nervous.
For the birds.
For the birds.
And they were able to fly through the storm?
We don't know.
Probably hunkered down somewhere.
I hope so.
We don't know. Chances are they went to get water from a little creek that suddenly a flash flood.
Well, listen, don't ask my sister what happened, because there's a history of birds over there, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, Nicole, I love how invested in animals you are.
It's too much, though. There's probably some owner looking for their cat, and the cat's over at your house eating.
Can I tell you, there was a baby bird that was, like, hopping around our backyard, like, a week ago. It had fallen out of the nest or tried to fly or whatever. And for a second, I was like, oh, we should put it in a shoebox. And I was like, no, it's learning to fly. And then I was like, I should probably call Nicole.
I learned now, because I posted the journey through my Instagram. Now people hit me up with bird questions, and I'm like, I don't know, like, y'all, I just Googled.
That's awesome. All right, well, thank you. We're happy that someone on the show's got a heart for animals that aren't their dogs. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about this new dating app. It requires something before you can even sign up. And it's an interesting thing to ask people, but yet it happens. We'll tell you about it.
Kiss. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So there's this new dating app that requires you to do something if you want to be on it and find other people.
What are they asking you to do?
They want you to take an IQ test.
Oh. Not terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
They want to weed out anyone with subpar intelligence level.
What's that got to do with dating?
You probably can't figure it out.
The one minute they're going to be getting you to do basic algebra. The next, they're going to be asking you which world leader had a YouTube channel first. Oh. Other questions include how much the budget for the Pirates of the Caribbean movie was.
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre range of questions.
Is this Jeopardy?
Right?
Oh, you know what? You need to copyright that right now and make an app.
I don't think I can.
Why?
Because I think Jeopardy would probably want to have a chat with me.
Yeah, they probably would. They even ask which popular pizza chain is the oldest, Domino's, Papa John's, or Pizza Hut.
Do you have any of the answers?
Dude, no. Okay. I don't know any of this. But you have to get at least 50% chance, 50% to pass. So people do have a fighting chance.
Honey, before I kiss you, now that the coronavirus has lifted and we're in the future and things are wonderful and we can be physical again, before I kiss you, ask me a question. Go ahead, anything. Okay. Describe pi.
Well,
that's 3.14 repeat.
What's the square root of pi?
Oh, that's so hot. You're really getting me going.
Which European country shares a border with Brazil?
Oh.
You're like, what? Brazil's in.
Keep going. As I light this candle, I want you to tell me all the state capitals alphabetically, starting with...
Like talking dirty to you.
Yeah. I know what year World War II started.
Oh, and it's like, it's because it's such random questions on here. It's like, do you know which chicken chain is finger licking good?
Oh my gosh.
KFC.
I do.
Ew.
Give me the definition of a marsupial. what's the app called, Roy? This app where you need to be smart to get on it?
It's called Love Smart.
Love Smart. Okay, there you go. That's a good name, Loren. Never mind Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Where, how to be love smart in a challenge world. Oh. Find the one you want. Fix the one you got. What?
Fix the one you got. I guess that'd have to work for your love. Pass the test or we don't date.
I can't find it. Like, I Googled it and I'm just finding different stuff. I can't find it. Oh, wait. Love Smart.
Love Smart app, yeah.
Oh, it looks like nobody was smart enough to join.
It's service unavailable.
We tried to get members, but every single one of them failed the test.
America's dumb.
It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All this, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Maybe you've been in my position before. Maybe you're dealing with it right now. If so, we reach out and tell me that I'm not alone in this. 704-570-9595. Do you guys currently have something that you specifically put somewhere so you wouldn't lose it, and now you can't find it?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? I have pregnancy brain. I put salt in the refrigerator yesterday.
Okay, well, you have an excuse. You do have pregnancy brain. It's real. You're 4 weeks away. But I put Dean got like football gloves to catch, you know, like wide receiver gloves to catch a football.
Mm.
And he was using them outside. And he's supposed to be playing flag football this spring, which isn't happening. And I put them up so that he wouldn't take them outside and lose them. And I said, Dean, give them to me. I'm going to put them in a safe spot. Y'all, that was in April.
He asked
for them. And since the football league has been canceled, I'm like, all right, let me go get them for you. I went to the three spots that I was 100% sure they were in. They're not there. And
I do notice that that's a thing with you. Like, your wife will call you and you're like, no, it's here. And she's like, it's not here.
I think I have a giant hole. Wherever I put stuff, it gets sucked into a hole behind the wall.
And you also, know what'll happen? You're going to have to buy them new ones. And then as soon as you buy them the new ones, you'll find the old ones.
And then Amanda bought us cloth masks. She got a princess one. Dean and I got superheroes, and Dean had my Batman mask. And I said, bud, let me take that. You use yours so we don't lose it. That's the last I saw it. I have no idea where I put it. My son's football gloves and the damn Batman mask are MIA, and I don't know where they are. And they're in my house.
Same place, yeah.
But isn't that annoying? Because you specifically put it somewhere, so you'll remember where you put it.
Yeah, I had this thing I'd wear around my wrist that regulates your body temperature. It keeps you, like, warm and cold. and so if you warm up, you just hit a button, it kind of warms you up on your wrist. And this was before when I first moved into my house and I didn't have any nightstands. And I always kind of, I didn't want to put it on the floor, but I always kind of left it a little like on the side of the bed, but not on the floor. And for the life of me, I guess I hit it, and it fell, and I can't find it.
How long ago?
December?
No.
And, like, I've looked. I've been on the floor. We since got nightstands. And what's probably happened is that we got nightstands, and I'm like, oh, well, it doesn't need to be here anymore. I'll just put it here or something like that, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
And it was a gift. You're not alone. Roy, you're not alone either. 330 just texted in and said, I do this all the time, and I told my husband, if he ever expects to get something back, just don't give it to me in the first place.
Well, how about this move? So we had a guy who'd come in and assembled our furniture, and I was like, maybe he stole it.
That's my next point. When you specifically take something like we've done and put it somewhere so that you'll never forget where it is, and then you can't find it, what do? You start pointing fingers around people in the house, and that's not fair. I blamed Dean. I blamed Amanda. I blamed our cleaning girl.
And you know it's you.
I'll accept your apology once you find it.
I have no idea. But, you know, what about that moment where you're like, I know exactly where it is. I'm going to go get Dean said, Dad, can I have my gloves? I'm like, sure, bud. You don't know where they are. I'll go get them. I opened up that cabinet. It was bare. I mean, they weren't in there. I was so shocked. What the hell?
And you go, who moved them?
You start immediately blaming.
Do you guys remember when I lost my cell phone for like a week? And I literally couldn't find it. So I ordered a new one. And then I found it in my robe pocket a week after I ordered the new one. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had big news earlier in April. Nicole found her keys that she had lost 18 months ago. Those had fallen behind the counter, right, Nicole?
Yeah, they fell behind the counter, got stuck somewhere in the wiring. So the desk, when the door got broke and moved out, I didn't. That's how I found it.
And now, since you also lose things all the time, tell everyone what you don't have today, what you're missing.
Well, I just don't have it.
You what think you know where it is, though, and it might not be there.
It is. It's my wallet. I just left my wallet at home.
Oh, no. You're screwed.
No.
It's gone.
You're screwed.
704-570-9595. Jump on and tell us, what item did you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think you knew exactly where it was and it wasn't there.
We used to call me on a cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
We used to call me on a cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Brock, I am so glad you answered the phone. You know how many people I call every day and they never answer the phone and then I got to keep calling them back?
No, who is this?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Census Bureau. I don't have your paperwork in. We send a bunch of letters out and mailer things out, and some people go online, some people mail back. I ain't got nothing on you, so I thought I can call you and just ask you the questions over the phone. It's a lot easier that way.
Sure, okay.
Have you ever stormed out of a press conference?
No.
All right, let's steer away from the politics because sometimes it makes people uncomfortable. Let's talk about policy here in America. If a plane crashes on the border of America and Mexico, where do you bury the survivors?
I guess you bury them wherever they're from.
See, you failed, Brock, because you don't bury survivors; they survive.
Oh. Wow.
Can you spell roast?
Roast? R-O-A-S-T.
We're just trying to understand the English literature of our American people. Can you spell most?
M-O-S-T.
Can you spell host?
H-O-S-T.
What do you put in a toaster?
Toast?
No, you put bread. Bread in it.
What does this have to do? Toast and most host? What are you doing?
We're trying to see how sharp you are.
That doesn't matter. If you're the Census Bureau, then all you're doing is just seeing if I'm a human being, and I am. So why are you still asking these stupid questions?
Listen, there's more questions that will verify if you are human or not. What month has 28 days?
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
One day your parents put you down, and by the way, I'm ignoring the fact you said beep, boop, beep, boop, and never picked you up again. Do you have the date, maybe age, that occurred?
Okay.
Are you trying to prove a point that all I have to do is prove that you're a human?
Meow. Meow.
If your parachute fails, you pretty much have the rest of your life to fix it.
He's mad.
Are crabs wet spiders? Do you currently own the clothes that you're going to die in?
Dang. He got mad and started making sound effects.
Yeah.
He was unhappy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Somebody did that. What is that called, Roy, when you were doing like the whole toast thing?
The tricks?
Yeah.
They're not riddles. What are they called?
I don't know. It's like a mind trick.
Yeah,
it's a mind trick. Like you say, I'm gonna see if I can Google it maybe for the show later on, because there's something that you can do where we follow along and then the last one you say it because it's the same pattern, but mm-hmm. You say it wrong and it's a basic word.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into that. Of course, we love the senseless surveys. If you have someone you want to play a senseless survey on, you can DM us at the MRL show. We'll get back to you. And if you love listening to them, we've got new ones for you every Monday and every Wednesday at 7:20.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Okay, Stephanie is her name. Lorette, Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well for Wednesday. Now, you've never played Camp Elorin before, but you play along in the car?
Yep, me and my daughter all the time. She's so excited we got on.
What's her name?
Savannah.
All right, Stephanie Savannah. And Savannah, Loren. Kick them out. Kick her out.
All right, get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the closet. Only we can hear these questions.
Headphones are off. And she's gone. An A-list law firm claims to be the target of hackers. They've allegedly stolen hundreds of gigabytes of private data about some big-name clients, including this pop star, whose fans call themselves Little Monsters.
Who call themselves Little Monsters, Dino? No. Oh, gosh.
Lady Gaga? Great answer, Stephanie. Question two. Courtney Cox opened up to her daughter about her pregnancy experience when her 15-year-old daughter interviewed her. You may know Courtney Cox as Monica Geller in what sitcom?
Friends.
Joe Jonas and his wife were just photographed on a stroll in L.A. and the baby bump was visible. Who is the Joe bro having a baby with?
Is that Priyanka Chopra?
Okay, question four. The Last Dance is an ESPN documentary. It's 10 episodes about the Hornets owner. His name is?
Michael Jordan.
And question five. Rumors have been circulating about a Katy Perry-Taylor Swift collaboration. Now, she's addressed it, saying you'll have to tune into the performance to see if the rumors are true. She's performing the song on the show she's a judge on. She's a judge with Luke Bryan and whom on American Idol?
Lionel Richie.
All right. Loren. You back? Loren, hi. Can you hear us?
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so she got four correct.
Okay. Not bad, Stephanie. Let's see how Loren does. An A-list law firm claims to be the target of hackers. They allegedly stole hundreds of gigabytes of private data about some big-name clients, including the pop star whose fan base calls themselves Little Monsters. Who is that?
Lady Gaga.
1-1.
Courtney Cox opened up to her daughter about her pregnancy experience when her 15-year-old daughter interviewed her. You may know her as Monica Geller on what sitcom?
Friends.
2-2.
Do you know, I wasn't a huge Friends fan, and I just found out that her brother was Matthew Perry on the show. Like, I didn't know that they were related.
Oh, I didn't know they were related.
I wasn't a big Friends
person. No, I know. Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. I said, did they ever talk about their parents? And Amanda's like, yeah.
They were related. They dated on the TV show.
Oh, Ross. Oh, Ross and Monica were brother and sister. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Still didn't know that.
Okay. I was about to say, because she dated, I guess, her brother.
You're right. That's why I was confused.
Kind of weird.
All right.
Well, the show took place in, you know, Mississippi where.
No.
I like that the youngest person on the show knew that.
All right. Question number three. Let's focus. Joe Jonas and his wife were just photographed on a stroll in L.A. And the baby bump was visible, Loren. Who is the...
Stephanie, you just gave the answer.
I didn't hear her anyway. I can't tell what she said.
Which Joe bro is Joe Jonas having a baby with?
Sophie Turner.
Okay.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Stephanie said Priyanka Chopra. That's 3-2.
All right, she just gave you the answer. The Last Dance is an ESPN documentary, a 10-part documentary about the Hornets' owner. His name is?
Michael Jordan.
That's right, 4-3.
And rumors have been circulating about Katy Perry and a Taylor Swift collaboration on Katy's new song. She addressed it by saying, quote, you'll have to tune into the performance to see if the rumors are true. She's performing the song on the show she's a judge on, American Idol. She's a judge with Luke Bryan and whom?
Lionel Richie.
That is correct. You. Final score 5-4. Loren, you have 112 wins.
Stephanie and Savannah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You guys did a great job, though. You know what we want to hear.
All right. We're Savannah and Stephanie, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
So if you've been following the Mania Roy and the Ren show, I had the social services reach out to me saying, hey, this kid is related to you, and we think that we need someone to take care of him. We did some digging, and it was a bit more complicated than what the letter originally led on to believe. I'll tell you if I'm going to be a foster dad or not, coming up at 5. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, Loren, it was weeks ago now that Roy brought in a letter and said, hey, look.
It was the strangest thing. It was from the Department of Social Services, and I got it right here. And it said, hey, I'll let you know that this kid, and it listed the parents' names as well, is in our custody. And we believe that you are related, and it goes into saying, hey, will you take care of the child, provide housing, and et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't know who these people were at all. Like, at all. Like, I've never been to a family gathering, and they were there. I was familiar with one person's last name because I believe my cousin married into a family with that same last name.
Sure.
But I personally...
But it's a pretty...
Common
last name, too.
Yeah. And, but outside that, I had no clue who it is. So I contact the foster care worker, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm the best person because I don't know these people. And so we did some tracing. I said, let me help you find who you need to find. And we did find that other people in my family got the same letter, and they were ultimately recommending other people to take the child. And I guess somehow that's how my name came in the mix. But we do finally have the final piece to the puzzle. Am I going to be a foster dad? And the answer is no. The child's now gone back with the custody with his parents. I don't know what's occurred. They won't tell me what's happened.
Social services has told you this, or you heard through the family?
No, social services.
Okay.
They literally told me that custody has been arranged with the original guardians and for me to disregard. Now, they won't.
Wow.
Given now, me, I want to gossip and know what happened. but they won't tell me.
Did you ever think to get in touch with the parents, or no, that wasn't a thing?
I don't know how to. I don't know how to get in contact with these people.
They're like in Florida or something, aren't they?
Don't know about that. No, because this is clearly from the city of Roanoke. So no, I would say not.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
So just to recap, at first Roy gets this letter and he goes, OMG, I'm going to be a foster parent. Like, this child wants to come live with us. And then it was, well, maybe not. They reached back out to you, had a conversation with them, and they said, hey, we could just use your help, your family.
It's tracing, because the goal is to get the child closest to his original family, and that was the goal.
And out of foster care.
Yeah, and I'm too far, if I am related, I was too far removed from from it. But, you know, and we had, like, a lot of serious conversations in my household. It was like, you know, is this some, like, 12-year-old kid who needs, like, 2 weeks of place to stay? Because... yeah, I can do that. But, like, if this is going to be months on end and I got to go get a doctor and I got to be a dad, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could. I'm sure I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I could
do it.
I'm sure. Not sure I'd be a great dad. I just don't know if was ready.
And it was a younger child.
I believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what you. I mean,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact date.
Yeah.
Roy, do you think that maybe this situation has opened the door to you guys talking about having kids in the future?
No. I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
Don't answer so quick.
I think it was one of those, the conversation only had to happen because we were kind of faced with a situation. And now that that is closed, I don't see that conversation happening.
Was it good birth control?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, it's just, like, I'm not in a stage in my life right now where that's something I desire and seek out. That's not where I'm at. However, you know, if I have to step up, I honestly was, to my core, I was like, well, I'll step up.
Right.
I'll be, you know.
Did they thank you? By the way, did the social service worker thank you for cooperating with them? And
I think they just ghosted him.
No, it was it was a kind email.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, did they say, hey, thanks for your help and all this? Because I'm sure they reach out to people and don't get any response at all from family.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
They said, sincerely.
That's how they signed it?
Yeah.
So that's how you feel like they're appreciative of you?
Sincerely, client service specialist.
That's a pretty generic sign-off, though. Right. A lot of people put sincerely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Call and say, listen, I need you to be more personable in your email.
No, I'm just asking. Did they say in the email, Mr. Brown, we appreciate you contacting us. A majority of people don't. I don't know. I've never had this the situation presented to me before like you have.
I mean, they may have said thank you for your help, but I don't remember. I don't know that there was this big monologue on no one even responds to us, so thank you for even giving us the time of day. But
I wonder what the turn of events was that they didn't want the child to go to the parents. Now all of a sudden the child's back with the parents.
Well, maybe they needed to go to like a rehab or, you know, or what I mean?
Went to jail
like,
for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm like you, though. I wanted to know the tea.
Yeah.
You just let your mind wander.
Like, there's some, like, foster care.
Is that short?
Right? Or maybe because of the time we're in with the coronavirus, they try to keep the foster homes.
You know, and then I think about how long, though, was the child in foster care before they even got to me.
Right.
You know, like, maybe this has been going on for months.
Yeah.
And then they finally found my name, and they're like, let's try this guy. So who knows the circumstance? Wow. I still wanted to know more, but, you know, there's protections and confidentiality.
And there should be.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's intriguing to me. It's the fact that this was such a distant relative. Like, the connection was so far removed. You know, I mean, I'm close with a lot of my cousins' kids. And that's like second cousins, first removed. I think we found out that's what you call those.
Sure.
But, like, to have my cousins, and now my cousins' kids have their own kids, you know what I mean?
I mean, they're technically related to you in some way.
But even to have them reach out, that would still be odd to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hardly know those kids.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Roy just announced it. He is not going to be a foster dad.
No.
After a lot of back and forth and a lot of thinking and a lot of talking to social services up in Roanoke.
Yeah, they said they don't need me no more. Which is
sorry, sir. Things aren't that bad. We're okay. We're going to move on.
We've changed our minds.
They're like, we heard your stupid radio show. We're out.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is, if you're just joining us and you didn't hear it, is that they didn't want the children to go back to the parents. Now, all of a sudden, the child's going back to the parents, so there was a change of events or something happened, but we don't know the answer or why.
No, but hey, it's a success, though.
And it wasn't like Roy's direct cousin or even a second cousin. It was somebody who, like, married into the family, and that's interesting in itself. So we're just curious, like, when did a long-lost relative reach out to you, and what did they want when they reached out to you? Let's get phones on this. This will be good stuff. 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Catherine in Charlotte. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Room Morning Show. Tell us what happened.
So, this actually happened pretty recently. A cousin that I haven't talked to in probably 8 to 10 years. I don't talk to anyone, like, on that side of the family. But he reached out to me over social media and was like, I just want to connect with you again. I don't talk to that family either. We had a big falling out. He's like, I just want to know what happened with you. I'm very interested. Let's go meet up and, you know, get together. And I didn't want to be a part of that. Like, I didn't really know what his intentions were. And maybe I just didn't trust it. And when I didn't answer, he reached out to my mom,
who
he's not related to. And then he reached out to my husband, who he's never met before. Like, my husband doesn't know anything about him. And when I didn't respond, he started getting, like, aggressive with his, you know, messages. And he was like, nice husband, nice daughter.
Oh.
They're beautiful. Hey. Oh, yeah. It got super weird.
Wow. That is. So, ultimately, you don't know what he wanted.
So, he just made it sound like he wanted, like, someone in the family to talk to him. I guess since he had been estranged from that side of the family, too. But the minute it kind of, like, crossed that boundary and got too pushy, it was automatically a no for me. So I finally had to message him and say, like, listen, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm not interested in pursuing this. Like, have a good day kind of thing. So.
What if you find out that the guy's, like, got something that you could use? I don't know.
Yeah,
he works at a Lysol wipe factory.
Oh,
he's got sanitizer for days, Catherine. Does that change your mind? Or do you reach back out to him?
Doubtful.
You know, I work for a healthcare corporation, so I think I'm good. I'm good.
Funny. All right. Well, thanks for listening this morning and chiming in, Catherine.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Now,
you
know, if he has a yacht in Leo, Leo DiCaprio on it, she'd be changing her tune, by the way.
No. You know, I don't talk about my sister that often because we don't speak. After my dad passed away, she did something that I thought was just disgusting. But she
And for the record, that's your dad's daughter, not your mom's daughter, right?
Right.
Okay.
My dad had a previous marriage before my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she reached out to me, I guess, like, it was on Facebook. So, I mean, it was in that window, mm-hmm. maybe like 5-6 years ago. And she was trying to ask me questions about getting her daughter into modeling. And I just wouldn't answer. Oh. And finally she was like, well, I guess you're just not going to answer me. And I was like, yeah, that's the nicest thing that I can do right now. Remember daddy Mother used to say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Silence is golden.
I love you, Loren. I mean, just no F's given.
Where does that sister live?
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. And that was the last time you heard from her?
Yeah.
Are you friends on socials? Do you see her or anything? No, huh?
Wow.
Do you think maybe she saw your episode of Maid? Because that probably aired about the same time that she reached out.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who, and this is interesting because Jerry Stiller just died, but I have a cousin whose friend is related to the Stiller family.
Mm.
And I always reach out to him and I'm like, does Ben want to come on the show? Does Ben want to come on the show?
Oh, you're so annoying. Oh, he hates
so
that.
Then I tweeted to Ben and I said, like, this is not recently. This is a while ago. Ben was just saying like the question and answer one day. And I said, hey, do you know? And I said, my cousin's friend's name. He goes, oh yeah, that's my cousin. You know, I see him like 3-4 times a year. I was like, I know him. So bush league.
So excited.
So excited. And just really, I mean, just the fact that I know him, you know, who cares?
Yeah, only you do. And Ben.
Let's see. A text message says, I'm running late to work, so I couldn't call in, but I had an uncle through my grandfather's funeral, and his obituary came up, and it's insane because I have never met this man in 32 years and finally got to meet him and his huge family. They're like my second cousins, and they look exactly like my daughter. The whole thing's been crazy. You had somebody show up at one of your funerals.
I did, but could you imagine how weird that is, where you open up, you know, that little pamphlet, and you read it, and you're like, who the hell's Dave? You know what I'm saying?
That and why is, do my second cousins look exactly like my daughter?
Who's this guy?
It really is odd.
You're walking around, are you Dave? Are you Dave?
And a lot of people, Roy, are saying that you'd still make a good parent if you chose to foster the child.
I think so, too. I think I'd be a fun dad and a great dad. I just don't know if I'm...
Now's not the time.
No, listen, y'all. I have plumbing issues, and there's a lot of issues going on behind the scenes.
Gutters, the trees.
Psoriasis. You don't want to know what's happening to bring a child into this.
Here's someone who said, from 828, said, my parents fostered 35 kids over a 7-year period. She's still in connection with a few of them.
Well, you know, I had 2 foster brothers.
I forgot about that. Mention that.
Yeah, I had 2 foster brothers.
So why wouldn't you just put the ball in your mom's court then?
That's a lot, Loren.
Yeah, hey, she's done it before.
Hey, we don't know who these people are, but take care of this child. I don't know. That's a lot.
Do you keep in touch with your foster brothers?
I try.
Does that mean, are you friends on socials?
With one of them, yeah. The other one, he's not... he doesn't... It's not like he has anything... He's not mad or mean. It's just he doesn't... I don't think he can remember or care. You would have to know.
Can you forget I asked?
Yeah.
I didn't expect the whole complicated answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Roy. Thanks for the update. I listen to a lot of our show.
It was like my favorite one.
I listen to a lot of our show, and our segments always end like 9 or 10 out of 10 times end in a weird way. Like
that's
it's always
you asked a question
one
too far.
Question too many. Yeah.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
Put your mask on when you walk into the hallway, boss.
And in here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I was so concerned. Our boss was in here talking to us, and every time he inched just a little bit closer, I was like, ugh.
And he took his mask off to talk to us.
Ugh. Wear the mask.
Were you pushing your chair up against the wall?
I was. It wouldn't go back any further.
Thank you so much for listening to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. We just got good ratings news. That's what he came in to tell us. So we appreciate you guys making the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show your option in the morning. This is a funny story, Loren. You're going to love this. You might have an opinion. Let's see. The Stir posts this. A woman in Australia has got a secret on getting her husband to help out around the house. In a private Facebook group, she revealed that her hack was because he wouldn't do anything around the house. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't clean up outside. He wouldn't mow the yard. But they were renters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she wrote that she started by getting a cheap cell phone. And she saved its number as landlord. And when she wanted something done around the house or her husband to do a chore, she texted herself, pretending to be the landlord, telling him what to do. Now, instead of nagging him and saying, I want you to do this, she says, hey, the landlord needs us to do this. And it's worked like a charm for the past 3 years.
Yo, that is genius. I wish I had a landlord and I could make that happen. Maybe I'll do it with our association.
She adds that he's a great dad who spends a lot of time with the kids and fixes his and this fixed his ease for frustration when getting him to do yard work and stuff. It's much better coming from him, the landlord, than from me, where he sees it as me just nagging him.
Oh, man.
So I've kind of adopted this in a different way, like in the reverse. But, you know, I just want to point out, we had a guy call in not too long ago and say, ladies, the easiest way to get your husband to do what you want is to withhold moving furniture. I didn't say that. He said that. He wasn't the only guy that said it.
Does it work?
But I don't know. Withhold all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Permanent withhold.
But I do this with like people that are working on my house. So like I'll text them one day, and then if like something doesn't happen, then I'll be like, hey, Dallas, can you text that person so that I don't have to be bad cop? Like we can play good cop. Mm-hmm. And then say like, hey, Loren said that you were coming by this week. I just wanted to, you know, reconfirm with you or whatever. That way I don't look naggy because apparently I'm naggy all the time.
Well, that's people sexist, you know, women naggy. Yeah.
It's you not. Know. You are.
Well.
Thanks, buddy.
Roy just goes, well, where there's smoke, there's fire.
All right.
No.
I wonder, though, Loren, you brought up something interesting because Amanda and I had an adult moment a couple weeks ago, and it was because, well, a couple weeks ago, like a week ago, and she told me that I was being such a great dad.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, but it's also should be like in that case, I should be having furniture moving moments all the time, I feel.
Do you think that your actions
went above and beyond?
Do you think your actions have direct reward?
Apparently they do, because I said to her, I'll do the kids, you go take a bath. She needed a moment after a tough day, you know, working on her job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's working from home, but still she was all frustrated. I said, listen, after dinner, I'll take the kids upstairs. I'll handle them. You go take a bath, do what you got to do. I'll put them down and everything, get them dressed, get them ready. And I did. And she was like, hey, big boy.
Oh,
see, it's
so
a turn on for us when you guys do what you're supposed to do.
That's a much bigger turn on for her than for me texting her and be like, hey, remember this picture of us the other? Mm-hmm. Like, you looked great.
Well, I was about to ask, what's the reward for her when you think that she's doing all these great things? You like the reward whenever you're doing the house stuff and being a dad.
I don't see it that way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't hang.
I don't know, because you just said.
You said
you were expecting something.
Well, I don't, but I don't hang something over her head where I'm like, hey, if you do this, I'll do this.
That's good.
You know?
That's good.
Loren, you guys are wired differently.
Do you think someone else right now, that there's a woman in our audience who is holding furniture moving, as we call it on the show, withholding until something is done?
Absolutely.
Come on.
110%.
Loren brought up something interesting. We were talking about a woman in Australia who tried to get her husband to do things around the house, and he wouldn't do it because he said she was nagging him. Mm-hmm. So she made up a fake, bought a phone and made up a fake name that says landlord because they rent. So now the landlord asks him to do everything, and he does it. But it's really just her pretending to be the landlord. And then somehow the conversation jumped, Loren, to cutting off furniture moving, as we call it on the show.
Yeah.
To get the husband to do something.
Yeah, and I did not say this, but a couple weeks ago we were having a conversation and a guy called in and said the way to get a guy to do what they want, to do, you know, what women want, is to withhold furniture moving.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the text messages that we're getting? Some of them are surprising, by the way, but this one says, my husband decided he was going to just keep his mustache, and I told him that until he shaved it, boobs were off limits.
So meanwhile, he shaved it immediately.
Yeah.
Someone says all the ladies currently withholding naughty time will be on War of the Roses next month.
I don't know. You can't really go anywhere to get it somewhere else.
And then, we're reopening North Carolina. The cheaters see the light at the end of the tunnel, Loren.
Yeah. We have a stack of emails to get through at some point. 843 says, withholding doesn't work for me. He never wants to do it that much anyways. Send help.
Ooh.
I know what Loren's saying. There's cheating what? Going on. That's why he's not moving furniture with you.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you were thinking.
By the way, there's construction at the rent house, and you can hear it in the background.
Can you? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me hear. Turn the mic.
Oh, it just stopped.
Yeah, it just stopped.
At first, I was like, is that a song back there?
Nope. It's a bandsaw.
Oh, yeah, there is construction. Now I got it. How about someone saying, more than one person texted this. This is why I'm going to bring it up. They said that, like, their moving furniture is way down during coronavirus.
Is it just too easy?
It maybe was initially for me because it was so overwhelming and stressful. And then I quickly got over that. I didn't have needs.
I know. I mean, like, and my whole thing was that, like, Amanda and I are not doing it as often because our hours are different. I'm exhausted, you know, when she gets home, my day is almost done. But yet she's home, and sometimes both kids will go to the nanny.
Yeah.
And we're home alone, and I'm still napping, and she's on the computer.
By the way, do you find yourself, because we do wake up really early, and we are exhausted by one or two, you know, that's like the end of our work day. Does she do this move where she, like, doesn't think you're working that much? She's like, really? You're, because I think Sterling sometimes is like, you were sitting on the couch by 2 p.m. I think your day is not that bad. And I'm like, yeah, but while you were sleeping.
Right. We were up early.
Yeah, and I guess, like I tell Amanda, the four of us, including Nicole, sit in here, and we do a radio show. It's, you know, like the curtain goes up, and we do a show. And quite honestly, whether it's a Broadway show, a movie role, whatever the role is that you're doing, like, when you stop, you're like, God, that was exhausting.
I don't want to talk anymore. That's all I did all morning was talk.
To be on for 4 hours straight is draining sometimes. And, I mean, you guys know, you come home and Dallas will be like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just all talked out.
Yeah.
Well, let's tell you what really happened. We annoyed Loren by the end of the 4 hours.
They don't have any symptoms, and they feel completely fine.
I'm worn out.
What am I hearing?
In that last game in March.
Are we hearing another radio station?
What is that?
Can the listeners hear it, or is it only in our ears?
Do you hear that?
I can't hear it. Uh-uh.
Because I just don't know.
Turn to your ear feed, buddy. See if they're hearing it on ear feed.
They just get pilloried for it.
What is that?
Did it just start?
With the Lakers trying to hide it?
It's a sports show.
I'm sure.
What did you
do?
I don't know.
It's also wild to think
and it is on the air feed as well. Can we confirm, game, Nicole? Can you listen to the air feed?
Burnished Michael Jordan's legacy to an entirely different level.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, no, it's on the air
if
feed.
A guy like LeBron had to sit out.
Hello, can they hear us? Hello.
Positive, asymptomatic for the coronavirus, and then his team lost.
Hello.
I want to talk about sports.
Where's Buford?
What's going on with your show? Did they just cancel us?
Are we finally sports now?
Are they flipping the station to sports, and this is how we find out?
By the way, people are texting, and you can hear it on the broadcast.
Did they just literally fire the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show?
It doesn't have to be just.
I don't know where it's coming up. Oh, okay. Hold on, it's coming up on our music,
Patrick.
It's that pot.
You want me to come help?
I don't, dude. It says Wide Orbit One, which is what it should be. Hold on, I'm going back.
You got it, Clay.
That is Chris Mannix. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls and we'll finish off the show. This is Outkick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports?
That, is look, it we Fox own Sports? Them, so that's good
that's
news.
That's good news.
Yeah.
I have a question for the host. I disagree.
So thank you.
Okay, hold on.
I want to talk about the Panthers.
Every day. This is weird.
Fox
okay.
Sports?
That,
is
look, it we Fox own Sports? Them, so that's good news.
Right, I'm now hearing myself in a delay.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
I disagree.
You could hear a DQ tree.
What's happening?
I don't know. We need the engineers. Seriously.
You go? Put it like down. Family? We'll just talk normal. Put it down. Okay.
But we're supposed to go to commercial, and that's going to play over the commercials.
I don't know how.
Boy.
Well, now we're in a conundrum.
This is the other great thing about radio is you never know. You can have a canvas painted and like we're supposed to talk to Lana next about something funny that she did at a store early this morning. But now.
We don't know how to go to commercial
thank
break.
You for- we're okay. going to get in trouble either way.
No, it's
that's
not gone.
For pro business
oh, she's on the phone with the engineer.
Yeah. Let the engineer know it's on Wide Orbit Pot 1 and I changed it and it's still.
Fast and load you up.
Did you do something or did it just automatically start?
Oh, it's gone.
No, I turned it down.
Oh, it's
lows for special. Okay.
No, buddy, it's still there.
Would it be awesome if it was like Ace and TJ and we could talk to them and do a show together? Like, hey, boys, you back.
The break-in.
You know, women need to be where they need to be, which is in the kitchen. Oh, hello. Yeah, who's that? It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Hey, how y'all doing?
Or maybe we have John Boy and Billy. Can we connect to them? I mean, what other power does this radio station have? We're literally able to tap into other stations at any moment. What's Phil and Mel doing? Let's bring them on.
Hold on.
Damn.
If you need to fix them.
No, it's not working.
Another way.
Still on. It's Wide Orbit 1. And
hey, but you know what? The good news is you have 2 minutes until we have
hold
to go
on.
To commercial break. So
figure it out.
I got an idea. Hold on.
All right.
I'm going to go and do that, and then I'm going to go here and put this into Wide Orbit 1, and we'll see.
You going to change the whole area, the location?
I'm going to change the location.
Yeah. Don't they always say, did you restart the computer?
No. I can't talk to them now. I'm trying to do so. Sorry, everybody.
Well, it's fine. I can ad-lib for you. So, we were talking about how hard our jobs is, and then we screwed up, probably. I'm sure that when we get into a meeting, they're going to be like, you hit a button.
This is the Dan.
Y'all don't sure.
Nope. Nothing's Wide Orbit One.
We have someone calling the hotline. Let's answer that. That's our boss's line.
Oh, that's fun.
What do you think our boss would say?
I don't know.
He's like, you know what he's saying? This is the worst show in Charlotte radio.
He's saying, go pop that show up so they can get us some ratings.
He's like, whatever sports show was on before you, put them on.
Much better.
This is the craziest thing. If you're just joining us, we have a radio station that's bleeding over onto us. It's our Fox Sports affiliate. And
at least it's our station.
What we have, what we have is something called a pot. And that's how, like, I turn the pot up and down. And when I turn it up, you hear Fox Sports. So I can't go to, well, I can. I mean.
You're just going to miss some commercials.
What do we do, producer?
Hey, how about this? Why don't you play a commercial and let's see what happens?
All right. Let's play a commercial.
That didn't work. Okay.
He needs a little bit more of an
all right, stop that.
Gary Payton, because if you look.
I got it. I stopped it over there.
Try hit the next element, Roy. Oh, boy.
That didn't work either.
Nope. Now I'm not hearing anything on either one. I wonder if we're on Fox Sports.
Ooh!
Now, find this out. Hold on. What's their call letters?
I don't know.
Just start making stuff up like Cam Newton is back.
Hey, can we could maybe put it on hotkey bank, bud.
Tell Nicole that we're not, it's not playing on either
It's not playing on one or two.
Nothing.
Not on nothing on one or two.
Why don't you guys put the CD in?
We don't have a CD.
Song and restart the computer.
We don't have. Do we have a CD? Do we have a backup CD?
I think there's an emergency CD in there somewhere.
All right, plug it in.
All right, it's backup mixes.
Plug it in. We'll go. We'll listen. So if you're just joining us, we have another radio station that's bleeding over to us, and we can't. We no longer have control over this radio station. Only thing we have control over is our microphones. For some odd reason, Fox is taking over, and we don't know why. Fox Sports is taking over.
No, I feel like right now the world is just—it's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good, and I'm getting educated too. And
oh, you are?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So, if you're joining the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show, we have been having some technical difficulties for the past 20 minutes. For some odd reason, our sister station, Fox Sports, keeps is bleeding through our station.
The new generation. Where
Why, Dan Patrick? That's Dan Patrick, if you don't know anything about sports. He's a radio host. And what we've learned is that if I stand a certain way
and put your foot on the wall,
we can bounce the signal around and we can broadcast still.
Thanks to the metal in Roy's head, it has paid off, Loren.
What?
It's paid off, Loren.
Yeah.
What has?
Roy can stand against the wall and use the metal in his head to help us broadcast.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we are back on. Until Dan Patrick decides to take over again, which, by the way, if you're just joining us, it's Fox Sports Charlotte. Give us a vocal.
Yeah. You can kill the music there, Nicole. We're good. We'll just listen to Dan.
Pete wasn't a great NBA player.
We're getting text messages from people who are saying only you guys could make this entertaining and make us laugh when dealing with technical difficulties. This is why I listen to y'all. Other stations could never pull it off.
Well, since Dan's radio shows is technically on ours, granted we're muting them right now, I called and I was like, hey, let's be on together.
Right.
Didn't work out.
No response,
let's work
huh?
this out.
Didn't work out. But I thought we could all, Dan could be on, we could be on, we could all talk, have a good time.
Text messages coming into the studio. Hey, ask Dan what he thinks about the Panthers offensive line.
We've now turned producers for the Dan Patrick Show, so if you have a question, 704-570-9500.
Lana, hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a question for the Dan Patrick radio show? Lana, hold on a second, because we want to talk to you now that things are somewhat back to normal on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. You reached out to us earlier and said you did something at a grocery store early this morning, and now you're having guilty thoughts about it.
Yeah, I just feel a little conflicted. I wanted a second opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on the line with us, because we're going to have to be going to commercial break here soon. I don't think we have enough time to
Don't, but can you hang with us till for like 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with the Manny, Roy, and the Lorenz show.
All right, hit it, Nicole.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Teamwork is dream work.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, the Lorenz Morning Show. Huge shout out to our engineer, Brad. B-Rad came up in the studio while we were franticing and screaming like a bunch of little girls and thinking the room's on fire. He came in and, you know.
By the way, Brad, very single, very eligible.
And very calm in stressful situations. Meanwhile, we were making fun of everything and making jokes nonstop.
Yeah, that's how we handle any tense situations.
He had the most elaborate scientific program up trying to fix the computer, because if you're just joining the show, we were Fox Sports, but we're now back. We got control of the radio station. I was asking things like, is that Microsoft Excel? Knowing clearly it's not. You know,
the graphics looked like it was Mario Brothers.
We didn't have to. It was Atari.
Let's say good morning to Lana. Hi, Lana.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging in with us. Sorry about all the crazy, confusing stuff that was happening on your radio, but we are back to regular programming here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, and you are our first guest in the new era of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
Okay. So what was happening? I've already forgotten why you were on
the phone. She DM'd us earlier this morning, and we told Lana to call us back because she feels bad about something she did at the grocery store. Are you pick up from there?
Yeah, so basically, this morning, I went on a trip to the grocery store. Normal safety precautions, as always. However, I happened to see that there was a last bottle of Lysol wipes. And I saw it from the end of the aisle. I sped towards it, and literally right as I'm speeding towards it, some guy comes around the corner and grabs the wipes right before me. I'm like kind of pissed off, but he saw that I was visibly upset. And then I visibly saw that he thought that I was cute. So he was just like looking at me like, ooh, joking around, haha, sorry for grabbing the wipes. And I was like, you know what? Lana, this is a dire situation, and you need these wipes, so work your charm. And basically, I just kind of flirted with him until he kind of gave me the wipes, thinking he was being, like, real chivalrous. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And then, of course, he asked me for my number, which I just gave to him to, like, kind of get him out of the way. But now he's actually, like, texting and calling me.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Well, the guy's not that... You shouldn't be that thirsty that you gave him your number 2 hours ago and he's already hit you up. How many times?
This is crazy. I'm right now. He's hit me up twice already and it's only been an hour.
And you have no interest in him whatsoever?
I really don't.
Lorraine, I mean, you can always block.
Yeah, but I'm like, God, that's just so harsh. And he gave me the Lysol wipes. I don't know.
Oh, you know what he deserves? He deserves a virtual date.
Yeah, you can at least do that.
Mm-hmm. And then, no, you should. And then that way you can find a reason to be like, dude, it's not working. Because right now you don't really have that much of a reason.
I have to spend time with him virtually to, like, do that.
Hop on Zoom for, like, 10 minutes. And then he'd be like, he'll say something stupid, I'm sure.
Or you could jump over the border to South Carolina and just have a normal date.
Oh, no.
I don't think she wants to see him.
Don't do that.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it's not, he wasn't, like, super bad looking, and he wasn't rude, so maybe I could do that. I feel like I'm really not interested. I'm just interested in these Lysol wipes.
You know what? I'm changing my opinion. It's exigent time. These are unprecedented times, and you have to do what you have to do to survive, so... You screw him. Ignore him.
People are texting us their grocery list and asking if they would also get his number as well. Other people are looking for Lysol wipes. Some people are looking for hand sanitizer. Someone says, I need toilet paper. Ask him.
Let's just clean this guy out.
You think I should try to see what else I can get from him? Oh, my God, that's awful.
No, don't do that.
Lana, what you need to do is just text him if you want. Say, hey, thanks so much for the wipes. This really isn't going to work out or whatever, you know. Or you could honestly just say, hey, let's chat on a virtual date. You never know where it's going to go.
I mean, what if he's your future husband?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And you bonded over Lysol wipes.
All right, Lana.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nice. Thanks for the story. That was funny.
Sure.
Bye.
All right. See ya. That was good advice we gave her.
It was. She was a trooper. She hung on the line for like 30 minutes during the midst of all that technical issues. I don't blame her, though, because I was at the teeter when this thing first started, and I was going to, you know, try to get some supplies, and it was crazy with the toilet paper and the Lysol. Well, there was right beside the where they'd put the Lysol, there was boxes of Lysol on a cart. Like, they just haven't stocked it yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I reached in the box and I grabbed one.
And?
I'm not mad at you for that.
I'm not mad. I mean, I was fine with it.
Nobody said anything.
I grabbed two.
Nobody said anything.
No one said anything. Good. I checked out. I mean, if anything, I helped him stock a shelf.
You lighten the load for him.
704 says, OMG, I wish I had boobs just once. How often? All right, let's do a line of calls on this. We want to hear from all the Lanas out there. How often have you either used what you had, shook what your mama gave you, or you used your charm to get what you wanted from a stranger? Not from your husband, not from your partner, but from a stranger.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. We'll take your calls.
What an absolute crazy morning here on the Meaning Roy and Lorenz show. Great show, and then it came to a screeching halt when our sister station started bleeding over on us, and then we came back. We had Lana on, who said that she openly flirted with someone at the grocery store to get what she wanted. She gave him his number, and he's already texted her twice. so far. And we're just wondering, when did y'all flirt to get what you wanted? When did you shake when mama got you?
704-570-9595. You can call, text.
704 texted in Loren and said, being a chick at the bar is the easiest ways to get drinks.
Really? It doesn't work for me.
You don't think?
No, but, not here in Charlotte. In South Florida, it does.
You even done that even when Dallas was with you.
Yeah. He doesn't. I mean, I'm clearly going home with him.
Right.
If he wants to buy me a drink, thanks.
A free drink's a free drink.
That's right.
The times are tough, man. 704 said, about 2 weeks ago, I had a lady flirt with me because I had the last bottle of rubbing alcohol. I held up my left hand ring finger with my wedding band and said, sorry, shields are up. Oh, that's so funny. All right, on a side note, separate question, but important for today. Today is National Cocktail Day, which is a big day here on the Meanie Ryan Loren Show for everyone except Loren, who's going to have to take part in what
mocktail
you call
day.
A mocktail.
Yeah.
But tonight we want to do a virtual happy hour with you guys in honor of National Cocktail Day.
We are going to be live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page at 5 p.m., and we want you to join us.
So what cocktail are you, what mocktail, I should say, Loren, are you going to bring to the table?
So I'm actually blogging it today, but it is a grapefruit rosemary drink.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Roy, what cocktail are you going to bring?
Either rum and Coke or margarita extra tequila.
Ooh.
And it's a mix. I don't make it by hand.
Producer Nicole, your favorite cocktail?
Tequila soda.
Mm, can't go wrong with tequila soda.
I'm going to do either a Jack and Ginger or a Manhattan.
Oh, I want a Manhattan so bad. Please don't bring that and rub it in my face.
Wait a minute.
You're right. Maybe I'll do some bourbon.
You can't have cocktail envy.
I know. You can't. I totally have cocktail envy. I have 4 weeks to go, and I told Dallas, I was like, if you could just have like champagne or bourbon in the delivery room, that would be fantastic.
So National Cocktail Day. How can people sign up?
They can go to kiss951.com, and we have a link up there where you can then sign up, and we'll send you, if you're randomly selected, you'll get sent a link, and you can come join us and talk to us.
Perfect. We would love to do that.
Now by the way, it's not an invitational-only thing. Like, you can still watch and be part of the happy hour. We will be on Kiss95's Facebook, and we'll be talking with you as you're commenting, so please get your own drinks. Go to Facebook Live, watch us, talk to us. We'll involve you in the show. However, if you want to be on the video side, if you want your face to be on camera, you have to go to kiss951.com and we'll get you a special invite.
Love to see you there tonight, 5 o'clock, virtual happy hour on National Cocktail Day with your favorite cocktailing friends, the Meanie Roy and Loren Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.